This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is a portion of an interview with James K.A. Smith, the author of the book Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this particular clip, Jamie Smith speaks about the ways that human beings are shaped and its relationship to education. Here's Jamie Smith.
So if we wanted to think about this model of the human person as a lover, and how does that connect with the role of habit, ritual, and formation in education? The connection is that our loves are not givens, right? It is the case that human beings are made to love, and we can't not love. So we are always longing for something. We love something ultimately. But that love can take different directions. So our love is not hardwired. It's something that's formed. It's something that's primed. It's something that's aimed. And the way that our loves get aimed is precisely through the habit-forming rituals of social practices. So in some significant sense, an education has to be a panoply, a nexus of social practices, you could call them rituals, that are really aimed at directing or redirecting our love to a certain vision of human flourishing, what we're made for. Now, in fact, what I would say is every education is doing that, whether it realizes it or not. So it's important that we recognize even an education that thinks it's of itself as value neutral is not. that even if our pedagogical strategies think that they don't touch on character, they do.
James K.A. Smith on the ways human beings are shaped. Additional clips of this interview with James Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.